This is a HeadGum Podcast. So we're just going to take a quick break to bring you a note from one of our sponsors, Squarespace, today. Greta, we've talked about Squarespace before.
Yes, we love Squarespace. And you know what? It is summertime, and that means that it's the perfect time for you to create your own beautiful website.
Yes, you can get a custom domain or create a website or both with Squarespace, which is really, really cool.
And they have the most beautiful templates created by world-class designers, so your website will be gorgeous.
Yeah, so it can be a blog, you can publish content, you can sell products or services of any kind, or if you have a restaurant, you can create a website for that, which is so dope.
It also has 24/7 award-winning customer service, which means that if you ever have a problem at any time of day, you can call and they will help you.
Literally, like if it's 12 a.m. and your site crashes or you don't know how to move or like a picture around or something, I don't know, you can just call in and they will help you.
Oh, also Squarespace websites are fully usable on your mobile device.
Yeah, mobile ready. Is that what they say?
I think so.
Cool.
That's what they say now. Anyway, so you guys go and check out Squarespace because I know you have some great idea that you want to turn into a business or just blast that into the universe. So go to Squarespace, squarespace.com, register a domain name, start your free website or online store trial. And when you're ready to launch it, use the offer code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N, to save 10%.
Yeah. Code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N, and save 10% off your website with Squarespace. Hey guys, it's Lo. Welcome to a brand new episode of Lady Lovin. Jilly's here with me today, but Greta is out. She can't make it.
We miss her though.
We miss her.
She's here on Instagram and we're just looking at her. We're looking at her photo while we record.
Yeah, her photo is displayed. But we do have an amazing guest filling in her shoes today, and she has been on Lady Lovin before. Everybody, welcome the amazing Julie Schott to the show. Yay!
Hi, guys.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Julie is the beauty director for Elle Magazine.
She's been on the show before. We've talked about second beauty.
Time. Second time guest.
Second date, guys.
Yeah.
I love getting to the second date. Hi, welcome to the show.
Lo, have you gone to the second date anytime
recently? Have you ever gone on a second date?
I went on a second date recently.
Did you like it?
I liked it, yeah.
Are you going to have a third date?
He's in Miami for a while, so TBD.
Oh.
But I'm going on a first date tonight.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Where are you guys going?
I don't know. He asked me one place, and I had to shoot it down because I used to date the guy that owns that restaurant. So he's coming back at me with some more recs.
What do you guys wear on a first date?
So I feel like I always go the opposite direction and try and look like shit.
Ah, unique.
Because
I kind of get it.
Well, it's like anytime.
When you feel like you look like shit, you like feel less confident?
I don't know. I feel the most comfortable like in sweatpants, which is what I'm wearing right now. But I don't know. The first date I went on when I was like recently out of a relationship, I wore a dress because mm-hmm. I had a friend over and she was like, wear that dress. Yeah. Like you look hot mm-hmm. in that dress. And then the whole time I just felt like I was trying so hard
to be the hot girl.
Yeah. Yes.
Like I was like, I'm here. Like, do you think I'm cute?
You're like, what do you think of this dress?
Yeah. Do you like my dress? Yeah.
Did it turn into your boyfriend?
No, it did not turn into my boyfriend. The dude that turned into my boyfriend, I literally looked like shit. Like I wore Pumas and a Canadian tuxedo.
Well, oh, cute. I mean, that's not...
It wasn't chic. It wasn't...
It wasn't like a chic...
The denims didn't complement each other.
Was it like Britney and Justin denim?
See, that would be chic. It was like... It was like two denims that you don't want to see together.
Got it. Yeah,
I understand. Today, I'm wearing a striped shirt and striped pants that goes in the opposite direction. I just was like, I'm doing it.
It looks cool.
Don't care.
I was thinking about how cool it is. And your Jilly is wearing sparkly stripes, and I feel like I keep looking at your boobs.
Yeah,
and
it's
I'm
a little
sorry.
See-through.
Because, well, it's horizontal stripes. I'm like,
I forgot. Should I wear my stripes on my date?
No.
Mismatch stripes?
Well, what do you normally wear on a first date?
I don't think you should wear stripes on a date.
Do you do a dress? Like, it's hot out.
No. I don't wear a lot of dresses.
You know what I do on a first date? I wear whatever I want.
Pretty much me too. I try to look kind of hip on a first date. I don't try to look very girly or anything like that because, to be honest, I'm not that girly. I don't wear skirts ever. I don't really wear a lot of dresses unless it's like a tight kind of Kim K dress.
You wear a lot of Kim K dresses.
I love a Kim K dress. But I don't wear like a fluffy, fancy dress ever.
I don't wear that either. Mm. Recently, I went on a date, a first date, and my friend was like, you can't wear black. And I was like, why?
No, that's stupid.
And I thought it was very stupid too. I was like, I want to wear black and this looks good on me, so I'm going to wear it. They were like, men need to see you in color. I was like, what kind of line is that?
I don't know, but I just agree.
Have you guys ever heard that?
I've heard that.
What the? I don't get it.
I have a friend who lives by that.
I think that those are women that play by rules.
Yeah, I don't have any rules.
And I don't play by rules.
The other thing that I really don't like is when people wait 24 hours to text you back.
Are you speaking from experience?
Nope, not at all. Nope. Never happened to me once, guys. Never happened to me once. Okay,
never, ever.
Let's get into what we're talking about today.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about a few things. We're actually talking about something interesting that Julie brought up before the episode, which is a poop talk.
But is the whole episode about poop?
No. But this is just a part of the episode.
This is
a shout out to poop talk. Because basically, Julie has this funny thing she does on Instagram where she like
talks about poop
and then people send her messages and then she shares them and answers the poop questions with the hashtag poop talk.
Okay.
And then she just brought to my attention today that there's a fragrance that she's coming out with called poop talk. So I really want to hear all about this.
Okay. I want to clear up a rumor that it smells like shit.
Okay. So it's not a fragrance of shit.
So can you just start from the beginning? Like, okay. What inspired you to talk about poop?
I was heavily addicted to French laxatives. And
what about
the difference between a French laxative and a...
Are they like lavender?
They just give you like an elegant movement. Like you are not in pain, you're not struggling, like you're in and out and you're
done. Were you always struggling with poop?
No, I just, you know, like we all travel.
For sure.
Your levels are not always 100%. So I would always, you know, take these French laxatives and I couldn't get them in the US. So whenever I would run out, I would just be like in a panic because there's nothing comparable.
Gotta go to Paris.
Yeah. So anytime I had an opportunity to go there, I would go there like purely off addiction, not off of wanting to go. But anyway, so I ran out recently and I was just like, you know, back to basics, like picked up a tub of prunes and I Instagrammed story to picture the prunes just saying like, not afraid to tell you I'm constipated. And then... And then my DMs just flooded with people being like, no, like this is what you need. And everyone had like their own secret sauce recipe for how to
poop.
Yeah. How to poop. Mm-hmm. Like really everyone has like a hack for pooping. And so I just started posting them and it like didn't stop, I guess, because like everyone is passionate about their bowel movements and everyone feels good after
everyone
they go to the bathroom.
Oh my God. If I have to like go meet somebody, I have to go to the bathroom first or else it will be a bad night.
Yeah.
And you like, want to be skinny and
that
lightweight.
Flat stomach feeling after you go, like there's, you put your jeans on. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
So
there's something nice how things go through you and then get out of you.
Yeah, it feels like...
I like that idea.
That's beautiful.
Right?
Yeah, especially if you had a meal that you're not proud of and then it's gone. You're like, okay, we're done.
I like We've that. Yeah. I like that the most. Yeah.
So...
This too shall pass. You know, it's the relationship motto and it is the food motto, the poop motto.
It is. Yeah, it's the bowel mantra.
Yeah.
So I just thought about a fragrance that embodies like all these different popular laxatives and if it would be kind of triggering like a Pavlovian thing, like, oh, if I just smelled like coffee, prunes and something else, like maybe I could just go to the bathroom just
and, like,
knowing.
So yeah, it's a fragrance that you smell and then it helps you poop.
Yes, that's the idea. Because it's like a placebo effect. It's like maybe if I just smell this, I'll go to the bathroom once. And then every time I smell it, I'll be like, remember that time? And it'll just work. So I made it with this amazing brand called Demeter, and they have fragrances like kitten fur or fresh cut grass or funeral home. Like they have no boundaries with their fragrances.
Got it.
And they were like, yes, we love this. So
is it, it's called Poop Talk.
It's called Poop Talk. It doesn't smell like shit. It smells like all the things that make you shit.
Huh. Do you just waft it under your nose?
Yeah. You can apply it like you would a normal fragrance, and then you smell it throughout the day, and hopefully you're not like, you know, pooping your pants all day.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if you're going to the bathroom all day?
So I know it doesn't smell like a poop, but what does it smell like? Like, is it still, would you want to wear it?
Yeah, to me it's like, it's very unisex, it's very gender neutral. It kind of reminds me of like a Byredo vibe, where you're I could share this with my cisgender hetero partner or your whatever partner that you have.
A Byredo Mojave Ghost is my fave.
I like this soap.
I love
the soap. Smells like a foreign leather.
I have suede soap and lotion. I like that. In my house. I'm a Byredo queen. Shout out if you just work at Byredo and want to send me all the things. Yeah. You could.
Byredo's
just
the best.
Email me. Thanks.
Okay, so when does this come out?
It comes out in August, and I'll keep you posted because I was still tweaking the formula last week. But it is definitely coming out in August.
Awesome.
I'm excited.
That's so exciting. I feel like there's not really anything like that in the world.
I don't think
Where can we buy it?
You can buy it.
I want this.
I will send it to you guys. But it's going to be available on the Demeter website, and then I'm not sure where else yet.
Okay, cool.
But
we're going to blow up Poop Talk.
Yes, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I just want everyone to have a nice flat stomach.
You guys can write us your stories about...
Yeah. What's your Instagram so people can ask you more poop questions?
Yes. Send me your tips and ask me your questions. It's Julie_Schott, S-C-H-O-T-T. And I'm excited to hear from you.
I have advice questions for myself Julie before we jump
before we go into our listener advice questions.
Yeah.
Let's hear it, Lo.
Well, Julie is the queen of beauty in New York City.
That is really nice. Thanks, Lo.
She is.
She is. I mean, you're the beauty director at Elle, and I pretty much just trust you intrinsically with everything that you say. And I watch your Instagram stories, and I see all of the things that show up at your desk. It reminds
Very
me
true.
Of my own apartment.
Yeah,
all the things that come. Except
it does
you
not
get,
remind me of anything to do with my life, because no one sends me anything except for the other day I got a greeting card.
That's nice.
And
That's
it was like, cool. You can use this greeting card to give to someone else. So it's not even a gift I can keep.
Yeah.
It's a card I'm supposed to give to someone else.
Was it cool?
And that's the kind of gifts I get. Yeah, but it's like not for me.
I bet you get clothes. You have like the best clothes.
I don't get clothes.
Oh, so you just like are good at shopping because you have...
She's great
I
at
like
shopping.
To shop, style. But also clothes are expensive.
They're so expensive.
So, okay, let's get back to your question.
So just generally, Julie, I am curious what your new favorite skincare products are or like facial rejuvenation techniques that we need to know about. Etc.
Okay. Well, like everyone, I try to be as natural as possible.
Right. Everyone's moving towards the natural stuff.
And so a friend of mine made this new mascara, and the mascara is completely natural and has about 4 ingredients in it. And it's like a pigment, like a black pigment, a coconut oil, and another like nourishing oil. And I really love it because usually when I take off my mascara, I lose a few eyelashes.
Right.
And I hate that. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know, like it just feels really good. And then there's this nice oil that you can use on your eyebrows and eyelashes at night, which I'm wearing right now. Cause it's like an off day, Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it just feels good.
What's it called?
It's called...
Yeah. We need like the names and the links.
Okay.
I'm like a follower on YouTube right now. I need to know where to buy.
Okay. So
does the mascara though, because my lashes do not stay curly. Okay. I have to use a waterproof formula so that they stay Same. Curly. So is this that kind of thing? Like, does it actually work in that way or is it more kind of like a tint?
It's more like a tint. It definitely gives you some extra bulk. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a daytime look.
Got it.
But you have amazing eyelashes. Did you curl them?
I curl them, okay. And then I put waterproof formula on, and then they kind of stay this way all day.
What do you use?
CoverGirl Lash Blast. For years, I've used CoverGirl Lash Blast.
That seems like a lot of steps.
What? Mask, what do you one do? Step oh, wait, mascara?
What do I Julie, do?
I should have brought you the Neo Lash because I know you just quit lash extensions.
I just had lash extensions and then I'd put a tinted moisturizer on. So one step.
Which one?
Tinted moisturizer.
On your face?
That was all I'd ever do. Oh. But I got rid of my eyelash extensions and so now I'm just putting mascara on.
Does it feel good?
No, I hate it. I just want eyelash extensions again.
Jill just started doing more to her face than washing it with water for the first time in her life.
Yes.
It's amazing. Like I've
had such sensitive skin and so I've been so afraid to do anything. So I never even washed my face before. Like sometimes with soap.
Yeah.
But now I did a mask today.
Which one?
Dr. Dennis Gross.
My favorite.
That's my favorite.
The blue
favorite
one?
Dermatologist. The molding mask?
Yeah. I did this blue hydrating mask. I really like him. And also I got this really cool mask from him that's like, it looks like sunglasses from the future. Mm. And you're supposed to do something with it. I don't know yet.
Damn,
I'll have to report
got,
back.
The good shit. They didn't make a lot of those.
Yeah.
My fave from Dr. Gross is the extra strength alpha beta peel.
Yes.
I use those every day now, religiously.
I do too.
I
every
love them.
Night.
Every
yeah,
night.
I have to say that I'm more interested now besides makeup. I'm really interested in just cleaning my face.
Like skincare.
Skincare is really all I care about.
I'm interested in anti-aging. That's my biggest thing.
Yeah, or like
thing.
How to get or rid like of the bags
stuff
under your eyes.
How to just make your natural beauty look the most naturally hot it can.
Yeah. I feel like we're at like a preservation age.
We are.
Preventative and preservation. I don't know. That's what I'm trying to do. Just freeze right here.
I think sunscreen is always important in hats.
Yes. Hats, like, I wear a hat every day. And I like these sun drops from Dr. Barbara Sturm because you can just drop them into any product that you're using. And
someone else told me about the sun drops lately.
Yeah, they're good.
So my dermatologist told me that all SPF is failing, minus a couple brands, because none of them have infrared protection in them, except two brands, Skin Medica.
Yep.
Their sunscreen has UVA, UVB infrared protection, and then L to M.
Yes, derms love L to M.
Also has infrared protection.
What is infrared protection?
Infrared is another kind of light. It's like another kind of like and ray so like, that you can't see, but apparently it's causing us a lot of skin damage and aging. So, like, why aren't more companies adding like infrared protection in their SPF? Do you know?
I think it's just more expensive. Mm. You know,
honestly, I never even heard of that till just now.
But wearing a hat is like
yeah,
the
I've
best
just been wearing a hat.
Do.
Yeah, staying out of the sun.
That's my skincare regimen.
I never tan. When I go to the beach, I sit under the umbrella the whole time.
I actually have got a little color recently. I don't know if you guys can see it.
I can see it.
I'm just a little bit darker than white than I normally am.
Me too.
I'm pretty into it. It's sort of like, you know, I feel like I'm living a little.
Like a little sexy.
Yeah, like a beach.
I'm like, wow, I have a little bit of color.
Okay, before we go on to the actual advice questions, I just want to know whenever I see Julie, I'm like, Julie, what's the number one product I need to be using right now?
Okay. Of everything, skincare, makeup, whatever.
Let's do skincare because that's what we're really vibing on.
You're already. Okay. So Vinter's Daughter Serum. I know you're up on your skincare.
Yeah.
So if you haven't tried that, I would try that because that's like once you defeat every level of skincare, like that's the one where people are like, it changed my skin.
I've used it and it didn't really do much for me.
Okay.
So maybe I'll have to try it again.
No, if it didn't work, then it's not for you.
Yeah, it didn't really work. I didn't really see a huge difference in anything. So I guess I'll have to just continue the hunt for new products.
What's your laser situation?
I've never done laser before.
I did laser once because I have sunspots.
Mm. What did you think?
I loved it. I would go again. It's expensive.
Does Dr. Gross do
expensive.
A laser?
Yeah, he does everything. And he also has amazing like estheticians that kind of like carry out his stuff. There's there's a girl named Courtney who I see there. I've just kind of started getting into the body stuff, like treatments for it. Like I had like my butt vacuumed on Friday.
What does that even
mean? What does that do?
It's called VelaShape. I can't vouch for it yet because you have to do it 3 times.
What? How come we can't just do some squats?
Because
what is this machine?
It's for your butt texture. It heats your
texture.
It heats it to 170 degrees. It's not comfortable.
Yeah, it's hot.
And it just kind of kneads out all the fat.
I'm very confused
by this.
Can you text me in a little while and tell me how
are you wearing like a lot of thongs?
My butt in public? It's no, not in public.
It's for private consumption.
Okay, but here's my question. In the privacy of your own home, you want your butt to feel soft?
I just want my butt to look and feel as good as it can. Like I want it to live up to its full potential. Okay. I think for a long time I was not focusing on it because it's in the back.
Right. And now you want to focus on it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So do these body treatments, they like even out fat or what are they, what is it supposed to really do?
I feel like it's like a turbocharged dry brush. You know, when you dry brush.
Yeah. And like it's like an exfoliator.
It's like a cellulite treatment, but like temporarily, you know, for the next afternoon, maybe your stuff feels a little smoother, looks a little firmer. It's like that on steroids.
I'm just confused about all these things people are doing. Like I had a call the other day and this girl was getting Cool Sculpt while she was on the call with me, and Cool Sculpt is like the fat burner or whatever. And I was very confused as why is everyone getting fat burned off their bodies?
I wouldn't recommend Cool Sculpting.
Why don't people just like, you got to go to the gym, man.
I know. Well, it's like, Cool Sculpting leaves you sort of deformed.
It's bad. I wouldn't do
it. I just like feel like it's like, we don't know the long-term effects of someone, if these like quick fat burning, like things that are happening. Like I'm confused. I feel like everyone needs to chill. Not like you with the butt thing. I just mean in general, like, I just feel like everyone I talk to is like going to get their like fat burned off. And I'm like, guys, you're all beautiful. Let's just like chill.
I agree with you, but I think, you know, sometimes you get frustrated because you're like, oh, I am taking 9 classes a week. Like, where are the crazy results that I was expecting? Like, yeah. I'm putting in the work.
Mm-hmm. I just get worried about these like quick,
I agree,
fat burning things.
My friend had Cool Sculpt and she said that her stomach was like hard for like a while because that's like the fat like dying and then like comes out of you. So like, don't do it in the summer because you're going to have this like weird, hard area of like fat on your body. Yeah, and also like the machines don't make sense to me, right? Because if you're trying to create this amazing, smooth figure, they should put you in a machine that Cool Sculpts like everything, not just one little area, because then you're going to have like a pocket that's skinny from Cool fat and then everything else around it's still going to be fat.
It's like a rectangle, that one. It just like clamps onto you.
It's very, I just don't know who is inventing these types of technologies and like finding people with really like happy, successful results.
Yes. I don't know.
I don't know anyone who's like happy after they got it.
After they got Cool.
You know, one thing I did hear a positive review of from my friend and Elle columnist. Her name is Kristen Crawley, and she's like an LA beauty guru. She has a brand of natural lip masks. She tried something and wrote about it for us about this vagina rejuvenation treatment.
Oh, the vag something?
The
Thermavag or something.
Yeah, something along those lines. And it was like, I remember.
I got an email about this from a publicist this week.
Right after she got it, she texted me and she was like, girl, this is for real.
But what does it do? It like makes your vagina tighter or it makes like your vagina lips smaller?
I think it makes it kind of restores your vagina to a pre-pregnancy feeling. Now, this is for women who've had kids.
Ah, I understand. Yes. Okay.
Which I haven't had kids.
Me neither.
But it's good to have in your back pocket because not for someone else, but like if your, you know, sex feels different after.
Right.
Why not?
Do something about it. All right.
Okay. So do you have a question?
We have an advice question.
We have advice cues.
This is actually kind of has to do with skin.
Okay.
So,
oh God.
A lovely woman wrote to us and she said that she's been single for a few years after a long-term relationship ended. She recently got her mojo back and her confidence, and she was excited to start dating. And she met 2 guys and she really liked both of them and was sleeping with protection with both of them.
Bravo.
For about a month or so. And then one day she woke up in pain, went to the doctor, and it's genital herpes.
This is so ominous.
Oh, God.
So she,
was it Usher?
I mean, maybe.
Probably.
Of course, she was like, I'm so upset because.
Wait, she used protection?
She used protection. And, you know, the doctor said that the herpes was brand new. So it was definitely from one of these 2 guys, I guess. But she has to let them know. that she either contracted from them or that they gave it to her. Or wait, that she either gave it to them or they gave it to her, whatever.
So what's the question?
The question is, how does she have these conversations with these two guys to let them know that there is a STD in the mix?
I think she just does it as straightforward and factual as possible.
Agreed.
Hey, went to the doctor, got back these test results. I've been with you and one other person. Are you...
Do you have to go to the doctor.
Have you been tested recently?
You have the herp man and you didn't tell me, fucker? Not like that. Just kidding.
And I
if it was low, she'd be like, hey, fuck boy.
Yeah. Can I tell you that it is illegal to not disclose to your partner, at least in the state of California, if you have a sexually transmitted disease and you know it and you don't disclose to your partner, that's illegal.
Do you think these men knew it?
I don't know.
Do you think people know it and they still just like don't give a fuck?
I think people take the fat Jew's Instagram bio too seriously.
What is it?
You can't have an STD if you never get tested.
Oh, God.
Horrible bio.
I think that there are plenty of people out there that probably have an STD or an STI and know it and use protection religiously. So that they don't have to tell people, thinking that that's their insurance policy. I know, but I think a lot of people do that to avoid the embarrassing conversation. They just think like, okay, like we're going to use a condom and they'll be fine.
Right. But what do you do about like the HPVs of the STD world where we've all been told that we all have it?
I got that shot, the HPV shot. So I don't know.
I did too, but I didn't get it till early 20s.
Can we be honest? HPV is not the same as herpes. Herpes is like has this social stigma attached to it, and you become that person that has herpes.
Yeah, but
it's
the
not like
thing,
oh she has HPV.
Well, HPV is more just like for cervical cancer
to cervical cancer, which is like truly harmful.
Definitely,
correct. I'm talking about like the social stigma of it. Like HPV is very serious. Because it can lead to all of these health problems. But herpes is like, oh my God, that girl has herpes. It's not like, oh my God, that girl has
herpes. I think that they're both serious.
I just
think that one shows up in your skin and one's inside of you.
Well, duh, but she's asking, like, how do I tell someone that I have this?
Well, she has to tell them because either they gave it, I think they gave it to her, so it sounds like. She's got to tell them so they can stop spreading that around / like be smarter. So anyways, how do we tell her to tell her? I think she just needs to be honest and be like, listen, like this, like you gave me one or like I have herpes. It's definitely from one of you because I have only slept with you guys. So like, you know.
Well, they probably all have herpes now.
Yeah. She's just got to be honest.
She just has to be. Just present the facts.
But does she call? Does she text? Does she do it in person?
In person.
Hey, I need to talk to you.
Yeah. I mean, usually when you say that, people are like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she sends a text or calls and says, I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
And then in person, she says, hey, I have not been feeling right down there. So I went to the doctor and this is what's happening. And
you should go to the doctor too.
You should go to the doctor.
These are my confessions.
Yeah. And I think that it is valid for her to ask the person or the partner, like, do you have this? Do you know about it? Right?
I mean, I guess, but what's done is done. Yeah. All that's going to do is just make her go and recruit.
But does she want to keep seeing these people?
Oh, I don't even know. She didn't even mention that.
Because if she wants to keep seeing them, it's important.
That's a good question.
To know
that's true.
Like,
if you want to keep seeing them, definitely.
Spread
if you don't,
the herp, you know?
Are these casual sex partners or is, you know?
I mean, there's two of them, so I imagine, and then it's casual sex partners just from like, I mean, usually if there's just one, it would be more serious, but.
Maybe this is the beginning of a beautiful relationship where they both just have herpes and it's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have some understanding.
Which is totally chill.
We're all humans.
We are all human. We all have issues.
It's just a skin
condition.
We
all have issues. Yeah.
Or something.
I mean, we all have a friend who like every so often has like a little thing on his or her lip and like maybe you guys just don't share drinks. I have friends like that. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Or lip gloss.
It's not like I don't love that person as a friend.
Yeah. Totally. I think... This is a no judgment zone.
Never.
I don't want people to think that I'm like rating herpes higher than HPV.
No.
Because they're both really serious. I'm just simply stating the fact that there's a bigger social stigma associated with having herpes than with HPV.
I'm simply stating that I feel horrible for this woman that someone did not tell her that they had herpes. So I would like to say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that too. Anytime someone gets a medical diagnosis that's not favorable, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
However, I do think a lot of it goes back to like a cultural stigma, like what you said. And it's kind of like...
people are afraid.
Yeah.
They don't want to say.
Well, stop being afraid, man. Get some balls.
I know.
Tell people when you have herpes. I have a question,
though. And I would never do this, but if you had an STD like that,
yeah,
and you were dating someone and you hadn't slept together yet,
I would tell them.
You would tell them before it got physical.
Yeah, for sure.
And Julie, would you? I mean, I would, but I think that you would have so much fear of like the relationship never going anywhere.
Yeah, but I'm at that age where it's like, okay, if it's not going to go anywhere, I'd rather know sooner.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I think in a relationship, it's an honest conversation to have, and you want to be honest and open about everything. I think anyone who cares about you and hears that and runs away, it's like Jilly said, like that person, I don't know. Like I have friends, who have dated, you know, people who are HIV positive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that is not a death sentence. That is not a scarlet letter. Like that's not the world we're living in right now.
Exactly.
I agree. I think it's probably harder. Like if this woman is just having casual sex and these people are just casual sex partners, I think that's a lot more difficult
than
like if you're starting to like date someone, you know, be like, hey, I have this, instead of I meet at a bar one night and it's like, hey, I have herpes over tequilas. You know what I mean? Like, but I think that if you do have something of this nature, you have to be responsible enough to protect yourself and protect other people and just like,
yeah. And I would say I would probably tell them sooner rather than later so they don't hook up with anyone else without knowing if they don't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I think actually this is the perfect time to take a short commercial break to hear from our sponsors.
We would love to hear from our sponsors.
We'll be right back.
Today's episode is also brought to you by Care Of.
I love Care Of.
I know. We've talked about Care Of before. Lo and I love it so, so much.
I'm a huge vitamin girl. That's why.
I love supplements too. I mean, vitamin supplements, they literally heal your body.
I know. Well, okay. So Care Of is a new kind of vitamin company. When you go to their site, they ask you questions about your diet and health goals, and they recommend the best supplements for you. So it's a really easy process that just takes a few minutes. I went through it and I actually had a lot of fun answering the questions.
And also they come in the most adorable personalized daily packs. So your vitamins for the day are already packed up. You don't need to rifle through huge vitamin bottles, get out the proper amount that you're supposed to take. They do all of that for you. And you receive it monthly. So you get a monthly shipment of vitamins right to your door.
Very, very convenient. And best of all, which is something that I'm really concerned about, is that they only use the best ingredients in their vitamins and their supplements. And you're actually saving money when you're getting your vitamins from Care Of compared to your local health food store, which is great.
Also, very exciting for all of our pregnant listeners out there.
Yes.
Care Of has just launched their prenatal vitamin packs.
Yeah.
So this is just so exciting. Everyone can use
babies.
It.
Babies.
Babies.
So excited. So all you guys have to do is go to takecareof.com now and get your personalized recommendation. You're going to use offer code LOVIN, LOVIN, and get 50% off your first month's order.
It's worth it. You guys should do it. It literally has made my life so much easier, and I feel so healthy and strong.
Yep, 50% off. Use code LOVIN, LOVIN. Today's episode of Lady Lovin' is brought to you by Rent the Runway. And have you guys heard of the amazing Rent the Runway subscription service? Greta, have you heard about this?
Tell me more. It sounds amazing. What is it all about?
The unlimited subscription gives you access to a rotating closet filled with premium designer styles for work, weekends, and everything in between. So you get to select three pieces at a time and keep them as long as you want. And when you're ready for something new, you just swap any of them out for fresh styles.
Wow, but what happens if I get something and I like love how I look in it? Like if I get a top and I want to keep it, can I keep it?
Girl, you can buy it at an exclusive discount and keep it forever.
Oh my God, amazing. I love it. I love it so much.
I know. And I personally am a huge fan of Rent the Runway. I know the founders. I met them when I first moved to New York City. It's an amazing company and they have really cute stuff.
Yeah, they give you access to literally so many incredible brands that you're just dying to wear.
Yeah. So guess what, guys? Our listeners get 25% off their first month, which is the biggest discount that Rent the Runway does. So all you have to do is go to renttherunway.com/unlimited or download the iPhone app. And what is the code that they get for 25% off, Greta?
Lovin, L-O-V-I-N. And you guys, I just saw they have opening ceremony.
Ooh!
So you know that I'm on that. Enter the code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N, and get yours
25% off. And we are back, and we have another question, Julie?
We do, and this one relates to alcohol and dating.
Ooh.
We have a lovely listener that wrote in that says that she isn't really able to drink so much because she gets migraines and feels really nauseous every single time she drinks. She grew up with an alcoholic father who's been sober now for 5 years, but she's just very hypersensitive in like all aspects of drinking. Mm-hmm. She's 28 years old and she's finding it very hard to meet men. And if she does, it's typically at a bar setting. And she says that it's also a little bit difficult because when she does go out with guys, usually they have a lot of drinks and it's like very unattractive to her to be like the sober one when he is like the drunk one. So she's basically asking like, how and where do you recommend meeting men when you have a sensitivity to drinking and you're not interested in only meeting men and like, you know, places where there's alcohol. She says she works out and she goes to classes and health events, but she just wants to address that she's not a big drinker and she was dating someone and that was an issue for him. So she's just like, what the hell?
Okay. I have strong feelings about this.
And she also wanted to say, I'm not against drinking or having a good time.
It just makes her feel sick.
It's just like she, yeah. That's not the most important thing in life to her is getting drunk.
Okay.
Yeah. It sounds like this dude that she was dating is an alcoholic and he needs to deal with that and it's not her problem.
Yeah. Anyone that also is insecure when you're not drinking and they are, like that's an issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's their own issue. That's not your issue. And that's not the right person.
Yeah. Dating and not drinking is actually really cool. It's like an interesting exercise and it kind of, there's never that sense of like, was this real? Did we actually connect or were we just wasted?
Mm-hmm. For sure. And it also weeds out a lot of the shitty people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I have been having interesting experiences lately.
Stranger Things. Sorry, Lo Bosworth.
Yeah. And this is totally unrelated to the question, but I think it all will help her feel better.
Let's hear it.
When I've been drinking and dating lately and then engaging in something of a physical nature, my experiences have not been very good. And on the other hand, when I choose to abstain from drinking and the person I'm with also isn't drinking or maybe they had like one drink or whatever, the result is so much better. I feel like there's like a way deeper emotional connection. Everyone's bodies are functioning right.
Yep. Yeah.
And so for me, I'm kind of like going towards this movement of like not really drinking, especially when I'm first getting to know somebody, because I like want to have these experiences when the time is right. And like for me lately, like even if I have like 2 glasses of wine, it's like really hard for me to have an orgasm. It's just it is. And so I have been trying to like cut back, rein it in, and nobody that I've gone out with thinks that's weird. And I think you just have to address it and say, you know, like I don't feel great when I drink or it's just not for me. And at least in New York, there are so many people that are on that train that don't drink or abstain or are sober that it just like half of the people I've gone out with lately are just sober. They just don't drink and it's not a big deal.
I think also it's an age thing too. Like she says she's 28. I would say that's when everyone's coming out of like, I would say 29 and 30 is really when people are like, oh, drinking makes me feel like shit, so I'm going to do it less. And mm-hmm. I'm looking for something more serious. So I feel like you're right at the age where, like, you know, you should be, you know, people will be like, you know, not interested in getting like fucked up every night. But I definitely think that there's guys out there that are not just interested in getting drunk with you. Like mm-hmm. you can go have a coffee with a guy. You can go like on a long walk. You know what I mean? You
could
go
to like walks are the best.
A concert or an event or something like that. I would just do that. And truthfully too, like if you're uncomfortable sometimes or like you want to have like one drink and not two, just get a club soda. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And like, you know, they won't notice or something. I don't know. Like, I feel that it doesn't have to be such a big deal. And I wouldn't like run this over and over in your brain, because I think you're just going to make yourself feel like hypersensitive to the fact that you aren't drinking. And then it's going to become a bigger deal than it is.
Yeah,
I think so too. And you never have to explain yourself to anybody.
No, you don't need, like, there was a time I didn't drink for over a year. And sometimes people wanted an explanation, like, oh, are you an addict, or why did you stop drinking? And like you said, like, nobody needs, you don't owe anyone a story. Like,
yeah,
you can share if you want to, but like, it's as simple as saying like, I'm not drinking tonight, or no, I'm good, I'll have a club soda. Like,
yeah,
not need to explain.
How did the men react that you went out with during that time that you weren't drinking?
Well, I was in a relationship at the time. So neither of us were drinking, and I still really barely drink. Like, I'll have one drink occasionally, but it's not like wine with dinner or wine at home or really anything. It's very sporadic. Mm-hmm. And I just feel better. And it's, like you said, so many of my friends don't drink, like, yeah, for different reasons. So it doesn't feel difficult. And I'm still like in bars or like in the same places.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you just have to make the decision. Like, I'm not going to drink. I'm going to have water or a soda or whatever. And this is me and this is who I am, and find confidence in that. And anybody that like gives you shit or makes you feel weird, obviously from a maturity level, is not where you want them to be at all.
Yeah. It also sounds like you're much more mature than a lot of the guys you're going out with.
Yeah.
So dudes are, yeah.
Yeah.
Look for guys that are more, just more settled in their life and more confident.
Yeah. Like, somebody who doesn't want to hang out with you because like you won't get fucked up with them is like, you got problems, man.
Yeah. Even actually like at certain offices, I feel like there's such a drinking culture. Mm-hmm. Like my office, there's a happy hour every day, but it's fine. Like, you guys can go do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. Stay true to you, girl.
Yeah. What's our next question?
Okay. Our next question, which I think is our last question for the day, is a question from a lovely listener who was dating this guy, and she really liked him, and they broke up because he didn't want to get serious, but they had one problem in the relationship where he had issues getting hard. And so,
oh, a penis issue.
Yes. I guess every time that, I guess, no, she doesn't say getting hard. Sorry. That was just me jumping to conclusions.
Getting hard.
He's just penis issues, I guess. So every time she said that there'd be an issue, he would always like come up with a different excuse, being like, it was a medical thing, it was an emotional thing, like, I jacked off that day, there's condoms, like, nerves, whatever. So, also, I would just like to say, if someone tells you that they can't get hard because of a condom, that's like, bye. Like, you know,
that's
what
you
I mean?
Saying that, not the question, right?
That's me saying that.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, because like, and you should, if you want to wear a condom, you want a guy to wear a condom, he should wear a condom. And if he doesn't, he can leave.
Yeah. Don't be talked out of wearing that, a condom, okay? If you want to wear a condom.
Like, I hate that excuse for men. It's whatever. So anyways, her question is that now he's reaching back out to hook up and she really misses him, but she's worried that it'll be hard to convert her feelings for him into something more casual. And she's also worried about the penis issue because she's going to end up feeling like she's doing something wrong.
Girl, it is so not you at all.
I know. I agree.
In regards to the penis issue, it is not you at all, at all, at all.
I mean, the same way women have issues like orgasming, sometimes men have issues with their penises.
Yeah, you know dudes get nervous too. But like, you don't need that archival dick. Like, just move on. Just, you're not, this isn't your man. You guys hooked up a few times. You had to coach his dick through it. Just let it go. Like,
I also feel like if he can't be open and honest about what his issues are with his penis, like he's giving you a different excuse each time. It's like, that's totally fine if you have a penis issue, but like, talk to me about it and be honest. Yes. Don't like come up with different lies.
Well, I mean, maybe he doesn't know why it's not working. So he's just, you know, that's why he's saying all those things. And maybe some of it is true. Maybe he like did jack off, but that's not why it's
but
not
like
working.
A different excuse every time.
I know, but
it's
just
too much for me.
I agree. But so that
like,
just,
I don't want all these excuses.
I know that just leads me to believe that he doesn't actually know what the issue is. And there could be an underlying health issue happening there that he's not aware of. But generally I find that penis issues are mostly mental. Like, as much as you want to think that, like, oh, dude can just get a raging boner, like, at a certain period in life, people are emotional and they're not just having casual sex anymore and they have histories and there's a lot of stuff that goes into sex, especially sex with a new person. And like, maybe he's not over his ex, or maybe he's depressed and he's taking a medication. You know, there are so many different things affect it.
His dick might have PTSD.
The thing that I don't like about this is it sounds like you feel bad about yourself.
Right.
And so like, any guy that's going to make you feel that way, just, you can't, you got to let that go and you got to find someone that makes you feel good. Because from like the questions you're asking and the way that you feel, it sounds like he's just making you feel like there's a problem with you. Especially with that, you know, he broke up with you and now he wants to come back, but he doesn't want to be serious. Like, it's just too much.
He's like more trouble than
he's worth.
And you
say that like it was like the best sex of your life or whatever. Like, you'll find that with someone else.
Yeah. I find it hard to believe also because
it's never the best sex of your life.
Dick issue and best sex. I'm not seeing where those two intersect.
You'll definitely find someone else that will be even more amazing than he will. And then will not make you feel insecure or like there's an issue with you.
So but do you block his number.
Do you think it's possible though that he's not saying things to her to make her feel like it's like her? Do you think maybe it could be in her head? It could be that he's a nice guy.
Well,
she didn't
broke up with her and now wants to be casual and she has feelings for him.
But can you consider that maybe he broke up with her because he was embarrassed that he wasn't able to perform?
Okay, well then he needs to grow up.
I know. Let's just talk through the scenario here.
This could be a bunch of different things, but I just don't see a lot of potential with this union.
Okay. Yeah. I just don't either. I feel like you need to start fresh. It just sounds like she's upset.
Yeah.
It's not, well, yeah, I get it, but I think it's possible that maybe he hasn't said or done anything to make her feel like it's her fault that he can't get a boner. You know, like, she didn't indicate that at all. Like, yes, he ended it, but my guess is he ended it because he was just so horribly embarrassed and like, didn't want to have to keep going through that situation.
Well, then why doesn't he
want to
be serious now?
Girl, I don't know.
Wouldn't you come back and be like, this is the problem and I'm embarrassed? Because she's like, she was willing to work through it. Any woman that's going to stay around is not embarrassed of his issue. So like, he needs to step up. If she's stepping up her game and saying that she doesn't care and that she'll try to make whatever.
She says he only wants it to be casual now.
Yeah.
That's whack.
Okay, that's whack.
Yeah, so I'm just like, girl, like, move on.
Move on
it's
from
hard,
that soft
but
penis.
You know what? You're going to find someone else, and it's going to be great, and they're going to tell you, you know, they're not going to make excuses.
I'm only saying that because I went out with a guy earlier this year who couldn't get a boner.
Ever?
Like, the like 4 or 5 times we tried, couldn't get a boner, and he was like, I think it's, like, because I actually, like you, and, like, I'm freaked out. And then he just totally ghosted me, but honestly, I know it's not personal, and so that's why I'm saying, like, it's possible that he broke up with her but didn't
hold
indicate.
Up. This man you were dating, was he still married?
No.
Oh. Does he have kids?
Yeah.
And he doesn't sound like he was ready for a relationship.
I know. It was emotional. It's like an emotional penis thing.
Yeah. And it sounds like he was, like you said, embarrassed and probably discouraged and like...
Right. And so like he ghosted, but like I feel very confident that it's not about me.
I don't think it's about you either. It just doesn't seem like he was the greatest guy.
That is not my point.
Okay.
My point is that I'm trying to support my earlier point that it's possible that he was not mean to her about his penis issue.
Well, why does she feel bad then?
Because a lot of women are insecure. A lot of women would think that it's about them. And so I'm just trying to say that it's not about you.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. I would say it's not about you either. But I would say the fact that he told her different things every time, I don't like that.
This guy did too. Who cares? They don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't just know. Like, I just like people to be really honest, you know?
But like, if you can't orgasm, like you don't always know why.
I know, but at least you're... But you don't like... I guess you wouldn't, but you wouldn't be like...
I don't know. I really, I guess unless, a good point. I'm like fucked up and I like can't have an orgasm. Like, I don't really know. Like one day it's emotional. Another day it's like,
you're right. Maybe I should be nicer.
Like, I need to drink more water.
Dude. Maybe I should be nicer to this dude. But I just like, I feel like she should just let this one go because he doesn't want, if he came back and was like, I want a relationship,
then yes. Cool.
But he's coming back to you saying he wants to be casual and you like him. So that's the point.
Okay.
And
yeah. That,
penis
that's
issues
the
aside, that's the issue.
Yeah.
Agree. That's the problem. You have to tell him if you like him and if you want more.
Yeah. Onwards. Agreed.
Upwards and onwards to harder penises. Get it? Upwards and onward. Like the penis goes up, you get on.
That's a great penis pun.
Upwards and onward. I'm really happy with that one, guys.
It's great. It's the title of your memoir.
Mm-hmm. Upwards and onwards.
Instead of onwards and upwards, the opposite.
It's not you, it's his dick.
Yeah. It's not you, it's his flaccid penis.
On that note, Julie, who is your lady lovin' this week?
I have a few.
Let's hear it.
That's okay. You can have so many.
But one of my new favorite lady lovin's is this girl. She lives in Florida and her name is Smokin' Sigs.
Cool.
23 on Instagram. And she, a friend of mine whose name is Chris Chang and his Instagram is Negnance, he introduced me to her and digitally, not in real life. Mm. And I just think that she's one of my favorite people right now. She's hilarious. She did this Mac Hall video talking about how to steal from Mac. And
how to steal from the Mac store?
Let me just show you an example. Like this woman is just giving me life. She's so funny. She's my favorite person.
Smokin' Sigs 23?
Yeah.
Okay.
Smokin' Sigs 23. Like, this is her, just for example.
Amazing.
Okay, cool.
Shouts to Smokin' Sigs 23. I actually emailed her and asked her if we could make beauty content together because I think she has a fresh perspective.
Dope. I love it.
Who's your other lady lovin'?
My other lady lovin' is, I want to say, my friend Sue Williamson. Sue is a ray of light, and she's beautiful inside and out, and she's just like, she's an angel.
I love it.
And she's also my style inspiration.
I need some new style inspo. My style is so stale.
No, but you have a very, you know, you have a style.
Boring is what my style is.
Disagree. I'm always trying to learn how to get dressed. It's like a constant.
It's hard.
One day I think I'm gonna like.
You know what the key to getting dressed is? Outfits. Just always having outfits that look good with each other. So then you don't have to worry about like which shirt looks good with which bottom.
You know.
You just buy things in outfits.
When I was probably like felt like my most cutest here, it's because I had the perspective of like, just put on as many weird things as you can and then just like take one or two weird things off and then you'll look cool.
What a style tip.
Well, that's what I did today. And I ended up in striped pants and a striped shirt.
You put four weird things on and removed two of them. And that's low style guide.
Yeah, I'm wearing like a plastic like claw clip in my hair because throwback. And I'm wearing stripy pants and a stripy shirt the stripes go in the total opposite direction. And it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
In New York, it's whatever. And yeah, whatever is cool.
Yeah.
Whatever is cool here.
Yeah. To me, I just want to feel comfortable. And like, I had to wear a dress last night and I was like squirming.
The worst.
I love dresses.
Yeah. And I've just then I got to put a t-shirt over it and I felt great.
Yeah.
Great.
Like, I get it.
Like a fat kid in the pool. Like I put a t-shirt over it. Mm-hmm. Problem solved.
Love it.
Yeah.
Perf. Jules, thanks so much for sitting in for Greta.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Loved your advice. We can't wait to try Poop Talk when it comes out.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Where can our listeners find you online?
You can find me at Julie_shot, where I will be letting you know how to poop and where to buy the fragrance and just talking to you in the DMs.
Love it.
Dope. All right, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Subscribe to our show, man.
We love you.
Thanks. Listen to us every Monday. We're here.
Bye.
We're always here.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.